Hey, everybody, I got another fantastic tequila I want to share with you today. This is called M77 Blanco Tequila. This is made in the lowlands, and this is coming out of NOM 1477. And Eric, the owner of this company, had a tequila brand in the past and really was going after something different and wanted to come back and make a traditional, authentic, additive-free, amazing tequila. So what he did was Eric partnered back up with the Partida family, Alberto Partida, at NOM 1477, and they decided to create a system to make something completely different. The agaves, they're all from the lowlands. So ripe agaves, they decided that they were going to use a tahona to crush this. So go into the oldest method or one of the oldest methods of crushing. Then they went with a brick oven, but they did something a little different. Instead of a brick oven just done by steam, this one is done by wood fire. You get a little bit different flavor from that wood fire versus just your normal steam. They did it in a pot still distillation, open fermentation, and this is only produced in 1,077 bottles per lot. And every lot is going to be a little different. In the video, Eric talks about that and what his whole reason behind it. So let's pop this open and give it a taste. I have already found this one to be incredible. It is got such a unique flavor to me as a tequila. On the nose, you can actually get it a little bit. It has this almost like a smoky smell to it. Now, of course, there's not really a lot of smoke involved, even though they did wood fire this. It has this almost like a mesquite smoky smell to it with the agave and a little bit of that malolactic funkiness to it too. So, and that's kind of on the back end of the nose. And you get this, a lot of minerals, like a you can really taste the or smell the minerals like well water, if you will, where you get this, you know, a little bit of an iron and a briny smell. It smells good. It really coats the mouth nice. You get that agave sweetness. You get that malolactic a little bit, not like some of those tequilas where you get that really cheesy, funky. This just has a little bit of that sourness of the malolactic. You get that cooked agave really nice, and you pick up a little bit of smoke. And for me, it's not as much smoke as it is wood. Like I can taste the wood in this as if it was maybe fermented in wood, like some of the tequilas that you taste are. And it's a little bit more of an open wood versus what you'd get from like a reposado or from a barrel. At a 40 ABP, you don't get really a lot of burn at all. It's you get this nice soft finish with the cooked agave in the finish. I get a little bit of spiciness and a little bit of cinnamon. So the whole thing is really comes together with all these really well-rounded flavors. I don't want to scare you away by saying that I get this smoke, because it's not as much smoke as it is a woody flavor or a mesquite flavor in the front of it and a little bit in the finish, but it definitely enhances the tequila so much. It makes it so different than grabbing any other Blanco off the shelf. It's got such a great flavor and a nice finish, and it definitely gets you. It's very well-rounded, well-balanced, really easy to drink. I'm not even going to say I'd put this in a cocktail, because this is fantastic. Thanks for checking it out.